January 31, 1918. Dissolving oneself in Jesus, to be able to say, what belongs to Jesus is mine. I was abandoning all of myself in Jesus, when he told me, my daughter, dissolve yourself in me. Dissolve your prayer in mine, so that your prayer and mine may be one single prayer, and one would not recognize which one is yours and which mine. Your pains, your works, your will, your love, dissolve them all in my pains, in my works, etc., so that they may mix one with the other, and form one single thing. To the extent that you may be able to say, what belongs to Jesus is mine, and I may say, what is yours is mine. Imagine a glass of water, which is poured into a big container of water. Would you be able to distinguish, afterwards, the water of the glass from the water of the container? Certainly not. Therefore, for your greatest gain and my highest contentment, repeat often in whatever you do, Jesus, I pour this into you, so that I may do not my will, but yours, and immediately I will pour my acting into you.